SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is hailing the ceasefire deal he brokered between Israel and Hamas as the end of the war in Gaza and the start of rebuilding the devastated territory. In an interview, Egyptian Foreign Minister Badr Abdelati says it's crucial to ensure that Israel and Hamas fully implement the first phase of the ceasefire deal.
We hope that phase one will be implemented fully and the two parties will honor their commitments, and that will lead to the second phase, and with American support, with American engagement, and also the support of the international community, we believe that we can reach agreement on phase two and to be implemented in good faith and good intention.
President Trump says this is historic.
It's peace in the Middle East that everybody said it's not possible to do. And it's going to happen. And it is happening as before your very eyes.
2 weeks into the government shutdown, there are no signs of ending the stalemate anytime soon.
House Speaker Mike Johnson warns that this shutdown could last a while longer.
We're barreling toward one of the longest shutdowns in American history unless Democrats drop their partisan demands and pass a clean, no-strings-attached budget to reopen the government.
The Pentagon will pay military personnel this week, but many other federal workers are not getting their paychecks. And the White House is carrying out mass firings, with Vice President Vance warning of painful cuts ahead. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The FBI says four people have been arrested, three of them on murder charges, in a weekend shooting that left six people dead and more than a dozen injured in a small Mississippi town. On Wall Street, the Dow by 588 points. This is SRN News. Missouri will vote on abortion again, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Next year, an amendment would appear on the November ballot that would ban abortion except in the cases of rape, incest, or medical emergency. The amendment, if approved, would reverse an amendment approved by voters in 2024 that enshrined abortion in the Missouri Constitution. The new ballot measure would also bar taxpayer dollars from being used to pay for abortion or for sex change operations on anybody under the age of 18. Michael Harrington reporting.
More than 1,400 evangelical Christians from more than five dozen countries have wrapped up a week of events in Jerusalem to show their support for Israel. The International Christian Embassy Jerusalem organized a march and other events in the city. Like other Christian Zionist groups, they see support for Israel as a moral and theological obligation. This is SRN News. Economists are looking closely at tariffs in the upcoming holiday season.
Uncertainty over the economy and tariffs is forcing retailers to pull back or delay plans to hire seasonal workers who pack orders at distribution centers, serve shoppers at stores, and build holiday displays during the most important selling season of the year. Job placement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas forecasts overall holiday hiring for the last 3 months of the year will likely fall under 500,000 positions. That's fewer than last year's 543,000 level.
That's Bill Alexander reporting. SpaceX has launched another of its mammoth Starship rockets on a test flight. The 403-foot Starship thundered into the evening sky Monday from Texas. The booster peeled away and made a controlled entry into the Gulf of Mexico as planned, with the spacecraft skimming space before descending into the Indian Ocean. More details at srnnews.com.